Aida by Giuseppe Verdi. Verdi's grandest opera, Aida, has been described as a chamber opera with a parade marching through the middle of it. That's because while Aida is properly thought of as a very grand opera indeed, it is basically about three people. The Eternal Triangle. But Aida is also the most celebrated, maybe the best-loved opera that even Verdi ever wrote. I say even Verdi because no composer in history so completely captured the mood of a nation and the hearts of a people as did Papa Verdi in 19th century Italy. No one more consistently provided his compatriots for the best part of a century with supreme examples of their beloved art form than the self-styled peasant from Roncalli near Milan, whose career ran from the age of the bel canto in the early part of the 19th century right up to the dawn of the 20th. Just to name half a dozen of Verdi's greatest hits is to make a roll call of some of the great operas of all time: Rigoletto, Il Trovatore, La Traviata, and, of course, Aida. With so many of the great composers, the truth is more complex than a list of hits. We need to go back to Verdi's earliest days and learn a bit about his richly varied career to appreciate the complexities of a piece like Aida, and get a sense of its place not just in musical history, but in the political history of Italy. It seems there is only one date in 19th century opera which we need to remember, and that is 1813, because in that year, Verdi was born just south of the Alps and Wagner just north of them. And these two giants would bestride the world of 19th century opera like twin colossi. Twins, that is, in their importance and impact, because in no other way did they resemble each other. Verdi liked to claim that he came from peasant roots, but in fact his background was more what would have been called lower middle class. Young Giuseppe received a decent education, but notoriously was forbidden admission to the music conservatory in Milan because he lacked entrance qualifications.